Pesachim Yerushalmi, corresponding to Pesachim Bavli, Daf Nunvov. We begin the Yerushalmi on Daf Chav Tes Amad Aleph at the second Mishnah, Shisha Dvarim. Shisha Dvarim, Asu Anche Yerichoi, Al Shloisha Michu B'Yadam, Val Shloisha Loi Michu B'Yadam. Elu Shla Michu B'Yadam, Markivin, Dekolim Kolayim, V'Kochim Es Shema, V'Kutzim, V'Goydshim Lefnei Ha'ime, V'Loi Michu B'Yadam. Six things were done by the people of Yerichoi. The Chacham protested three of them, but the other three they did not protest. They did not protest grafting date palm branches during the entire 14th of Nisan, Kolchin on Kriyat Shema, which will be explained in the Gemara, and harvesting and making a heap of new crops before bringing the Omer offering. Elu Shemichu B'Yodam, Matum Megam Zyosho Hegdesh, Va'ichlim Mitachas Anasharim, B'Shabbos, However, the Chacham did protest, permitting themselves to benefit from branches of carob and sycamore trees that were hegdish, eating dates underneath date trees on Shabbos that perhaps fell off on Shabbos, and separating peyah from vegetables even though they are exempt. The Gemara says, Man Tana Koitzim, Rabbi Meir, Man Tana Goitzim, Rabbi Yehuda. Who is the Tana who said harvesting? Rabbi Meir. Who is the Tana who said making a heap? That's Rabbi Yehuda. Am Rabbi Yaakov, Rabbi Susai, Koimi, Rabbi Yosi, Kol Amma Moidi, Shekoitzim, Kol Amma Moidi, Sheingoitzim, Mafligim, Bahakovas de Kolim, Vmeo Ime, Makivin de Kolim Kolayim, Avorz and Chachamma Yoisim, Av Yuda Ime, Lay Yoisim, Borz and Chachamim. Rabbi Yaakov, Bar Susai said to Rabbi Yosi, all agree that they may harvest in Yerichoi as a valley and unsuitable for using for the Omer offering, and all agree that they may not make a heap, as there will be no loss incurred by waiting. They disagree about grafting date palms. As Meir said that they grafted during the entire day of the 14th, which follows the will of the Chachamim. Rabbi Yehuda said it did not follow the will of the Chachamim. Kesad hayu kochin es Shema. What is kochin on Shema that was mentioned? Amar Rav Acha, Amar Bizeira, Amar Rabbi La Shema Yisra Hashem Elokein Hashem Echad Ela Shalei Hayu Mafikin Ben Teva La Teva Divrei Rabbi Meir Rabbi Yehuda Ime Mafikin Hayu Ela Shalei Hayu Oimim Boch Shein Kurim Achusoi La Ilam Vaed. The first answer is from Rabbi Acha quoting Rabbi Zeira, who was quoting Rabbi La. Rabbi Meir says that Shema Yisra Hashem Elokein Hashem Echad, but they would not stop between one word and the next. Rabbi Yehuda says it's referring that they would stop, but they would not say Boch Shein Kurim Achusoi La Ilam Vaed. Rabbi Yosa Amar Rabbi Zeira Rabbi La Shema Yisra Hashem V'Geime El Shalei Hayu Mafsikin Ben Echad LeBoch Dei Rabbi Meir Rabbi Yehuda Ime Mafsikin Hayu El Shalei Hayu Oimim Boch Shein Kurim Achusoi La Ilam Vaed. Rabbi Yosa quoting Rabbi Zeira quoting Rabbi La gave a different answer. Rabbi Meir says that Shema Yisra Hashem Elokein Hashem Echad, but they would not stop between Echad and Boch Shein. Rabbi Yehuda says that they would stop, but they would not say Boch Shein Kurim Achusoi La Ilam Vaed. How would they permit themselves to benefit from branches of carob and sycamore trees that were hekdesh? Amru lahem chachamim, ein atem moedim lanu b'gedoli hekdeshen esurim. The Brayta says, the chachamim asked the people of Yerichoi, do you not agree that products that grew from hekdesh are prohibited? Amru lahem, aviseinu kashe hekdesho ilo hekdesho ala koyres mipnei barli egrosh shahayu bo'u v'noitlin oizam bezoya. They answered that when our forefathers consecrated them, they only consecrated the beams, means the trunks, because of the ruffians who came and took them by force. Ma Rabbonon Savin Meimah. So why then did the Rabbonon protest? Koyoyis Upeyoyis Hegdishu. The first answer is they held that both the trunks and the fruits were consecrated. Afilitema Koyoyis Hegdishu Upeyoyis Hegdishu Sicha Rabbonon. And the second answer is that even if they only consecrated the trunks but not the fruits, it was still prohibited, although there was no actual prohibition of Me'ilah. HaMakdish Sadeh Ste'ilon Mahu Shishaya Loi Min HaGidulim. Is one who consecrates a field of trees able to retain the products even though they are taking nutrients from the hektish ground? Nishmanim Min Ador Mishanoidu Ha'olus Ha'olus La'aniyim. We suggest an answer from the Mishnah in Peah. If one consecrated his vineyard before the oilus, which is grape clusters that are not completely formed, became recognizable, as at that time all the grapes were still small, they are not for the poor. If consecrated after the oilus became recognizable, they are for the poor. This applies even though they are growing from a field of hekdesh. Shnihi shein adam makdish dovah shein shaloi. The Gemara rejects that, no, they belong to the poor, since one cannot consecrate something that does not belong to him. Me'ata afilu lo'inoidu ha'oilus yu'oilus le'anim. If so, the oilus should be for the poor, even if they were not recognizable. Shnihi shu kerem lehekdesh. The answer is no, it's as if he planted the vineyard for hekdesh. Kador datani anoteya kerem lehekdesh pata mina peret umina ola, umina revoy, umina oilus, vachaya b'shviyis. And we prove it from a brisa, one who plants a vineyard for hekdesh is exempt from peret, ola, revoy, and oilus, but obligated in the laws of shviyis. Rabbi Zeira, b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, Veshosa Oretz Shavos LaHashem, Afilu Dabar Shu LaHashem, Kedusha Shviyis Chala Olav. Reb Zeira, quoting Reb Yochanan, proves that from the pasuk that says in Vayikra Perek Chof Hei Pasuk Beis, and the lamb will rest a resting for Hashem, even something for Hashem has the Kedusha of Shviyis upon it. Reb Chiya Ba'aba by Kami Rabbi Mana, La'oichla B'le Pidyon Yi Efshar, Shiyevshe Lehektish Letzeis B'le Pidyon, Padoisa La'oichla Yi Nata Yochol, Shula Yehei, Kalaikeh loy kaldem medeme shvius. Reb Chiya Ba'aba asked Rabbi Mana, if you say that a vineyard of hektish is obligated in shvius, what should one do with the fruits? One cannot eat without pidgin, which is redeeming it, as hektish cannot be taken out with pidgin. Without pidgin, one cannot redeem it and eat it, otherwise it would be like buying an axe with the money of shvius, as the redemption money should be given to the Beis Hamikdash. Amalei hagizba haye mechalson biyad acher. The answer is the treasurer of the Beis HaMikdash will exchange it with someone else's money, and that money can now be used. Aber Matanya Lamili Nan Patrin La Divrei Hakol Kahidema Rav Yochanan Divrei Yosa Mipnei Shekodem Nidrei Lehevkerei Mahacha Mipnei Shekodem Hevker Nidrei Lehekdeshei Am Rav Yochanan Vacharon Kav Yosa. Rav Matanya asked the question, why do we not explain this statement that the vineyard is obligated in Shviyas in the way of Rav Yochanan? He was discussing the Mishnah in the Dorim. It says that if a person prohibited his friend from benefiting from him, he may put the food on a rock and declare it to be ownerless, and the friend may take it and eat it. Rav Yosi prohibits it. Rav Yochanan explained the words of Rav Yosi that since the vow preceded declaring it hefker, it doesn't work. However, if declaring it hefker preceded the vow, it's permitted. And here too, hefker preceded the vow, means the status of hefker brought by Shvius preceded his consecration. So he may eat the fruits without pidgin. Rabbi Yochanan says that there was a case where the Chachamim ruled like Rabbi Yosi, who said that even if the oilus were recognizable, the poor should give the profit to Hekdesh. Leis hadar pliga al Rabbi Yochanan, to Rabbi Yochanan amr mekevin she'ovar alav shachru havayu shichra. The Gemara asked, does that Mishnah that says that shichra applies to aris, which is vines that are growing along poles, when one cannot reach out and dig them, does that not disagree with Rabbi Yochanan, who said that as soon as he passes by, it immediately becomes shichra? The answer is no, aris is different as it's normally searched out, so even if you pass by, it's not yet shechra. Afilu al Rabbi Yosha Lehi Pliga Rabbi Yosha Hoshia Omar Remes Hayisi Zesim im Rabbi Chia Godel Ramli Kol Zayas Shat Yochel Lepshoit Yodcha Litloi Eno Shechra Shnihi Shekol Roigelos Roigelos Uman Bifnei Atzmei. The end of that Mishnah that said shechra applies to Roigelos, which is vines that grow resting on the ground, from when one passes by, it's not even a question on Rabbi Yosha, who said that I was once harvesting olives with Rabbi Chiya Godel, and he told me that any olive that I can reach out and take is not shechra. And the resolution is that each and every roigelos is viewed like its own row. According to the Korban Eidah, this section now that discussed the halachas of Peah should have been printed in the Gemara earlier when we first quoted the Mishnah in Peah.